Blog Talk Radio.
Mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and all the surrounding areas. Wish you were here. So glad that you're here today. You. And you, it's a pleasure, it really is. And we want you to know that we love you, we really love you. And we appreciate you for being with us. We do appreciate you for being with us today. And we ask you to bear with us, praise God. Hallelujah, bear with us today. Amen. You know that sometimes there's always a little, you know, upsets and going on around things, get out of place sometimes. You know how that is. We just really want you to know we appreciate you today. And we love you. Yes, we love you. All of you, we love you. The people that are listening all over. And we thank God for those that can listen in the islands, also Caribbean islands. We thank God for you too, praise God. We thank God for those that are listening all over the United States when they can. We thank you. And we'd like to hear from you too. 347-857-3925. We would love to hear from you. Whether you need prayer, and we want to pray for you. Whatever your needs are, we want to pray for you, you and you. Yes, we do. If you want us to put us on the prayer list, we'll do that. Also, put you on our prayer list, too, you know, because we care about you. We really do. So give us a call, 347-857-3925. All right, here is Sister Dane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and we give you honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly. Grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name. You know what they're in need of, Lord, Father. Those that ask for prayer for their loved ones, their friends, Lord. And Father, those that ask for prayer for themselves, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now as we touch and agree with the prayer, Lord, Father, that you just have your way, Lord. We thanking you right now knowing that you are that loving and merciful and forgiving God. You are that God that heal. You are that God that is a way maker and a burden bearer, Lord, Father, and we say thank you. Father, I hold before you Raymond. Father, asking you right now, Lord, Father God, to touch his body, Lord. Father, you know what's going on in his body, and we say thank you. We thanking you for your healing virtue flowing through and through him, Lord, Father. Touching from the crown of his head, Father, to the soles of his feet right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we hold before you Felicia Dungy, Lord, Father. Father, we are praying for her right now, Lord, Father, as she learned that she has stage 3 kidney disease, Lord, Father. Father, knowing nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch her body right now, Lord. We come against that kidney disease right now. Father, any ailment, Lord, Father God, in her body right now, Lord. And Father, let her profess out of her mouth that by your stripes, Father, that she is healed, Lord, Father. And we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you. Father, let her praise you, Lord. Glorify you and magnify you and lift you up, knowing that you are, Lord, Father, the God that healeth. Father, we thank you. Father, we hold before you Amanda, praying, Lord, Father, for her to get a place for her and her daughter, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for each and every person that is helping her at this time, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you right now for protecting her and her daughter. Father, as her daughter go to daycare, watch over her, Lord. Let her angels stand guard round about her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to let Amanda, Lord, Father, look to you, Lord, never giving up on you, knowing that where you have brought her from, Lord. Father, for her to stand, Lord, Father God, on your word, Lord, Father. Father, continue to touch her mind right now, Lord, Father, and give her the strength that she needs to continue to carry on in you. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue to thank you for touching Pastor George. Father, we continue to ask you for the healing, Lord, Father God, of his finger right now, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for just keeping him, Lord, Father, as he continue, Lord, Father God, to do what you called him to do right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, knowing, Lord, Father God, that we can come to you with anything and everything, Lord. Father, continue to touch, heal, deliver, and set free, Lord, all those upon our prayer list, Lord. Father, we hold before you Rufus right now. Father, touch him right now, Lord, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we thank you for every improvement, Lord, Father, that he have made. Father, those that come and visit him, let them continue to speak life into him right now, Lord, Father. Speak your word and pray, Lord, Father God, with him. Father, we thanking you for hearing our prayers, Lord, Father. Most of all, we thank you for even answering them, Lord. Father, as we touch and agree, Father, we thanking you right now. Touch our listeners right now, Lord. Father, you know what they're in need of. Father, we thanking you, Lord, Father, for being, Lord, Father, that way maker, that burden bearer, that friend, Lord, Father, that they need right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, touch them. Father God, those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior that is hearing this broadcast, Father, we ask, Lord, Father, that you touch their minds. Father, that they're willing, Lord, Father God, to come into your kingdom, Lord, and not afraid to touch the one and ask, Lord, Father, for them to be led there. Those that need prayer, Lord, let them continue, Lord, Father, to touch that one button and ask for prayer. Those that have praise report, Lord, Father, let them continue to touch that one button, Lord, Father, and give their praise report, Lord. Father, as we give this broadcast back to you, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to just show up and show out and have your way, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. Father, we cancel the assignment right now, rendering it null and void. Father, I ask you to continue to decrease my apostle and pastor as the word come forth today and you increasing them, Lord. We thank you for healing and deliverance being on this broadcast, Lord, for those that are listening now and those that will listen at a later date. Father, whether they listen on the phone, Lord, whatever devices that they're listening on, Lord, Father. Father, have your way with them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and today. Listen, if you want us to call your name in prayer, give us a call at 347-857-3925, and we will do that. Put your name on the list, and we also want you to let us know if there's a target area where you are, wherever you live, you're concerned about, that we can put it on our list. Also, we have other target areas that are very bad, and they have, let's say, you know, all kind of emergencies and sickness and disease and violence and immoral conducts and what have you going on in those areas. So we want to pray for that area, especially those that are trafficking people and all, and children and what have you. We want to pray continually for them. We don't want to let up. We want to pray until something happens. That is what we aim to do, okay? Amen. Thank you. Now, you got to call now. Don't forget, call. You call if you want to say something. You just click the little button, and we'll see what it is. We'll talk to you. Yeah, we don't mind talking to you. Hello? Mm-hmm. Okay, let me give you a little word here right now. Character cannot be purchased, bargained for, inherited, or imported from afar. It must be homegrown. Okay? Character cannot be purchased, bargained for, inherited, or imported from afar. It must be homegrown. So how is your character today? Think about it. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Sharon being with us today, and little Nathan. Amen. We thank God for him. He's getting kind of big. He ain't so little no more. Bless God. You know, when they start talking, they ain't little no more, is it? Praise God. But we thank God for him. And, of course, Sister Diane. Amen. Bless God. We thank God for her. And most of all, we thank God for you. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Mm. You know what? Just think about the friends in the island, and the friends in Texas, and the friends in Connecticut, and the friends in New York, and all around these friends we have, and the other places in the world that you ain't called me yet. You listening, I know there's all kind of means whereby you can listen. And I thank God for you. But I'd like to know you there. You know, I'd like to hear from you. Yes, I want to have a personal contact here with you now. Yeah, you there and I'm here. We can talk. Yes, we can. We can talk. All right? We connect in that way. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for you now. 347-857-3925. I am waiting for you. Yes, indeed I am. But I thank God for you today. Oh, yeah, and I can't forget Virginia. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for everyone that listens on a continual basis. And, you know, you don't know how you make me feel. You make me feel so good. Amen. You can feel down. And when you see you pop up, you know, it makes you feel so much better that there's somebody somewhere, somehow, listening, whether you say anything or not. You know, praise God, because everybody don't really want to say anything. They don't want to be heard listening. We know, you know, you don't want to be heard listening, do you? Praise God. Isn't that terrible? My, God is just still good, y'all. Now, we were talking about the seeds yesterday, weren't we? Yes, we was talking about that. And tell me, do you all understand what the seed is all about, who the seed is, what is a seed, and all this? I mean, you can call in and talk about it if you want to. If you like it, you have your take on it. Okay, you can. But now we ain't going to stand here and wait for open air now, right? We want to hear something, hear you. Anyway, but I'm just going to talk a little bit, then I'm going to pass it over to Pastor Sharon and her dear, huh? All right? Amen. But today we're going to talk about what? Favorite thing, seeds of time, seeds of time. Hallelujah. Now, you know, everybody's heard about everything. There is a time, isn't it? For everything, there's a time. All right? We'll get to that. We'll talk about it. You know, you should know by now. If you don't, I don't know what world you're living in. But anyway, praise God, I thought about it. When it says in Genesis, say, seed time and harvest, long as the earth remains, there is seed time and harvest. You can depend on those two things going on. Okay? Remember again, he said, whatsoever man sow, that is what he going to reap. So seed time and harvest is always there, regardless of what form it takes. Is that right? Praise God. So this is why there's a time for every seed, okay, to be harvested in different forms, huh? You have the seed of man. You had the seed of the animals and the trees, you know, the seeds of the tree and of everything. Something is going on. There's seed time and harvest for it. Long as it's in the earth. Isn't it right? The food you eat, huh? It cannot grow if the farmer don't plant anything, can it? And then it has to have time. Our problem is we don't respect time today. We want everything to, soon as the farmer put it in there, we want to grow. Now, that's why you got so many of them pumping up these chickens and pumping up these turkeys and hogs and everything else you eat. They pumping up with stuff that's killing us. That's why we sitting up there because we want it fast, huh? We want the chicken to grow faster than his time, huh? Now, God has given him a time, a seed of time, okay? Made into him time from the ground. I don't know how long it takes for a bitty to be a chicken, a hen, or whatever he coming out to be. I don't know how long he takes, all right? I never thought about it, never was interested. I just want to eat a chicken, you see. You too, right? Yeah, praise God. Amen. But the time, see, time is of the essence, my people. Yes, it is. You should give time to your growth, huh? You want to be instant. You just got saved today, and tomorrow you want to be a wonder. See, that's what we want to do today. Everything we want to occur instantly. Now, when you take 9 months to have a baby, listen, let me tell you one thing. You can't make it come. You could do it, but you're going to harm yourself and the baby or both. See? Huh? Because of the time. When it was injected, planted in you, it takes time for it to grow, if it grow at all. Because there could be other factors coming forth that will cause it not to grow. You see, and this is the same with everything in life, huh? Everything in life has to first be conceived in a sowing manner. Come on now. Y'all think about it. Think about it now. The birth of anything. Something has to been sowed in order for you to reap a harvest. Whatever kind of harvest, whatever you name it, call it, whatever it is, it's still a harvest. It's something to occur at the sowing. And this is why so many people are mad today when people tell them about sowing some finance. You don't want to sow your time. You don't want to sow your gifts, huh? And you don't want to sow your money. So how do you expect to reap a harvest from any of those things? Can you? Well, whatever you reap, it has to do with time. Come on now. It has to do with time. Think about it now. If you don't put your time in at work, you ain't going to get no pay. Okay? And then you're going to get mad when the boss cut what you do get because you didn't put your time in. You did not sow your time in. You robbed the time because you're selfish and you want things your way. You want to be the boss hog there. You know what I mean? Praise God. Amen. Anyway, I forgot that saying so long ago. I sound like I'm old on it. Praise God. Praise God. But to manifest something, you got to have put something in. We get mad when people talk about offerings and money and everything. Listen, how you going to be blessed if you don't sow? That's all of us. Every one of us. If you don't sow nothing, you don't reap nothing. Or you reap what you do sow. See, hatred and all of that, you reap that. That's you sow that, that's what you're going to reap. You see, so don't sow. I found out you stay pretty when you don't start the sowing bad seed. So everything is nice and good, because you ever got mad with somebody? The other person ain't even know you mad, and you just run there just pouting and mad and cussing to yourself and everything else. And they don't even know nothing about it because it's all, you got it all to yourself. That's what you're sowing. And then when you find out you're sick or you're suffering in some kind of way, you don't want to admit it so you can get rid of it. Because he said what the Bible say, whatever man sow, that's what he going to reap. See, you having hatred for somebody, and they don't even know it. See? You just hate them. And it could be somebody did something to you years past, because we can go around in our self-conscious mind and be carrying something for years in us. And it's going to hurt us some way down the line. We're going to have to do what? Get the cause of that effect. That is what's going to happen to you. Okay? That's what's going to happen to you. It began to manifest. And I say it always manifests at an inopportune time when you don't really want it to show up. That's when it shows up. See? And then you start being embarrassed and all shame and everything. Then you start to learn. Excuse me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we are dealing today with the seeds of time. Of a country all over the world, even much, you can see, where they have planted seeds of discord, hatred. When you hate people because of who they are, what color they are, what they eat, what they drink, whatever it is. You can't stand them because of all of that. You about to reap something you don't want to. Huh? You, because you sold that. You said, well, I ain't say nothing to them. No, but you were sending messages, huh? You thinking it, aren't you? And don't you have to think about this now. Your thoughts have wings. Hello? Your thoughts do have wings, people, and it will fly right to that person and tell them, people, tell the person that, oh, how you hate them because of this, that, or the other, the first thing come along. Hmm? But God is good to us. Hmm? He merciful. He give us time. He allow us time to get it right. See, that's why time is of the essence. Use your time wisely. Okay? You have to use it wisely so that when it's time for you to reap, you reap wisely. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll be through in a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, you know, according to what you eat and carry yourself, you start to smoking and drinking it. If you got a baby in your womb, you hurting your baby. Huh? See what you're sowing? See what you're sowing now? And you thought you wouldn't hurt nobody but yourself. You wasn't even hurting yourself. You just want to feel good. Want to forget about it. Why you want to forget about you carrying it? Hmm? You carrying something precious. That's precious cargo that you're carrying. And the cargo is going to come at its appointed time. And you notice in the Bible, the Lord said, at its appointed time. See, God has appointed a time for us to be born, time for us to die, time for us to have trials and tribulations. There's a time for everything. Remember now, you have a set time to eat, don't you? You want to eat when you get hungry, ain't that right? Huh? So that's a time, right? So what are you sowing into your body? Hmm? Are you sowing some type of cancerous stuff, junk, to give you diabetes, to give you some kind of sickness that can't be cured because you sowed into your system all this candy and cookies and ice cream? That's all you eat. You want dessert all the time. Hmm? See, you sow all this stuff in. See what I'm saying? Then you reap what you sow. Now your body is reacting to at a time. See, now you thought you got away. Now I tell you the truth. I love, you know, I know I tell the truth for myself. I love myself some candy balls. I love myself some ice cream. Yes, I do. I did and still do, but I can't eat it now. Why? Huh? Because I had no limitation to my putting it in my face. When I didn't do that, I had it. You tell me a candy bar that you can, you know, and I'll tell you whether I ate it or not. When you see me, wherever I go, even grown, when I go to revivals and all, I have a bag in my purse with candy, all kinds. Okay, just in case when I get there, they ain't got none. I carry my stuff with me, cookies in my purse. You see, I loved it. I didn't have nobody tell me, don't eat it, don't eat it, no, you know. So you say when you get grown, you'll eat all you want. That's what we say. Not knowing that there's going to be a time in your life you're going to have to pay for all of that. First, mess up your teeth. Hmm? Next, it mess up your system. Do you see what we do? Hmm? By time, see? You planted that seed. I planted that seed to eat what I want to eat. But time came about. I had to pay for eating all that stuff. See what I'm saying? Now I can't even eat ice cream. I force myself once in a while. But I know that that's it. Don't go past that little taste you just took. See? Because time will show up in your body. Now, that's a fact. This ain't nothing trying to make you quit eating. You don't want to quit eating. Kill yourself if you want to. That's your business. I'm trying to help you save yourself and learn from experience, you see. We love certain things we love to eat, all of us. But now we go to the doctor, give him our money, for him to tell us what we can't eat, what we shouldn't eat. We just wasting money because we going to do it anyhow. Then when time come that you got to pay the piper, and it tells on you, all your body start getting fat. Everything inside start going bad on you. And you still, you can reverse it, okay, by changing your diet. Did you know that? Praise God. You don't get it, God has a system. He gave each one of us a system inside of us. Every plant, when he put it in the garden, had a system of survival. Because of each individual seed contains certain particles in it to make it survive, to help it revive itself. Scientists have said, I don't hope they ain't changed from since I, read it, that every 7 years your body is supposed to renew itself. See, so if God placed this mechanism in the seed that you came from, do you hear me? Then you are controlling it. You know why? What you are placing inside of your body to reactivate that seed and its substance. Hello. Did you get the picture? You see? Now, when it begin to reactivate itself, if it changes back into its normal form, and you still putting that old junk in, time gonna do what? Run out for you, and no more 7 years replenishing shall happen to you. You see? Because you didn't take advantage of the reaping time. You only stayed in the sowing source. Because you study sowing into you, into yourself, that bad seed. I'm about finished. I'll be finished in a little bit, Praise God. See, now, when that seed came, it was a fetus, the spiritual fetus. You know, I can't pronounce words right sometimes, And that's what formed in you, right? It formed in you. So now it's been clocked inside for all the outside shell disappeared and fell off. It's already formed. For every 7 years, certain things happen to your body. See, it's already there in that fetus. You see, already there. But we don't have the slightest idea what's going on because we don't think about it. All we want is what we want when we want it. That's bad as the Farmer's Almanac tell you don't cut your hair at full moon and you go cut it? You see? We don't know that everything is based on God's time. If he say that, you say, oh, who believes that? Listen, you study your Bible, you're going to find out a lot of things that the farmer's almanac tell you is true. God works on time and his space. Huh? The moon is there for a reason. The sun is there for a reason. And it does what? It deals with time. The moon don't come out until it's time. The full moon, the quarter moon, and whatever moon you want to call them. They don't come out but for full time. The sun, the same. It rises in the east, sets in the west. But it has its time, do you see? So therefore, then the body, the hair, the trees grow, it grow at a certain time. It sheds at a certain time. You know, I just thought of something. You know, even we shed. The skin sheds. Have you ever noticed that? Huh? Because we just like a clock. God has us as a clock of certain times for certain things to happen in the body. And this is what's going on. See? And we deal with the seeds of time. So why are you going to, if you're going to have faith, faith works when the time is set. When God set his time, your faith operate with his faith. See, certain faith that he's looking for you to have, and it has to be on time faith. What did he tell Sarah, Rebecca, all them ladies, Hannah? All them ladies about having a child. See? Elizabeth. Mary. Huh? See? Mary wasn't supposed to have no baby at all. But God planted the seed of time that left heaven. That seed left heaven. Do you hear me? It left heaven. When Jesus opened his mouth, said, Father, I go. When God was saying, you know, he want to know who he going to send. What we going to do here? What we going to do here? Because men have really gone wild and crazy here. What we going to do? What we going to do? Jesus going to go. Okay? So God had to do what? Form him into a seed to be planted into Mary's womb, and she wasn't even expecting now. She didn't have nobody that, she didn't have no farmer in the dale. You know the farmer in the dale? She had no husband. See? So your boyfriend, husband, they your farmer. They plant seed in you, right? And then you come out with the harvest. Her harvest was, at the time, another seed, Jesus. Because Jesus had to plant in her in order to what? Get these other seeds, us, that inherited seed. He was bringing, when he came, his seed was full of inheritance, of blessings, of healing, of deliverance. All of these things was in his seed that he came and brought to us. So when we came, he was full. and he poured out his seed upon all flesh to be saved. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. It's getting kind of good to me, y'all. I don't know about you. Woo! Lord, have mercy. Can you see him coming doing that? Now, we are the seed of Abraham because we are in Christ. Because we what? Inherited from him. And when we inherited that seed, now we are now giving seed out to others to be born again. Ah. See, you don't want to be born again. That's it. You don't want to get rid of your old self. You don't want to turn aside all that stuff you've been sowing since your birth. You were sowing. People had sowed into you all kind of attitudes. They have sowed into you some racism. They have sowed into you eat until I get full and don't want no more. You know, they sowed into you all kind of unkindness and all kinds of attitudes, and it's been sold into you all your life. It's been sold into you, and that's what you reap when you come out with being the kind of person you are. I want my own way. I want to control things. If it ain't my way, you hit the highway. You know, we go through all that, huh? Because of what was already sold in us. And it was just a matter of time that it come out. It come out sometime when you're children. It come out when you get to be a young adult. May come out when you get to college. May come out soon as you come out of college. It got a certain time that it will show up, that which have been sold into your life. Huh? And you're walking around with this type of mentality. See, because it has caused you to become that. Do you see what I'm saying? You are always becoming. When he says seed time and harvest is there, long as the earth remains, the seed time and harvest is always there. Well, let me tell you, you have harvested this for a long time, so it has caused you to become who you are. Now, you don't want to admit who you are because you didn't focus on your subconscious. You focused on your conscious mind and what you felt like you were, or what you felt like you wanted to become. Well, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. See, that's where we are. I put it in this plane, we lack understanding of the depths of who God made us to be. To be. Okay, B-E, to be. Who God made us to be, who wanted us to be. See, the plan was there, but we altered the plan. Huh? We want the plan to work according to our time, not God's time. We want it to work according to our time. And it don't work like that. It doesn't work like that. God has a time for everything. See, he made it so. That's in his plan. And his plan cannot be altered, changed in any fashion or way. See, you got to go along with his plan now. Come on now. You got to go along with his plan. See. Now, in every seed is productivity. Huh? It is to produce some type of harvest. See? And when you notice that Jesus talked about the elements a lot, the, you know, trees and hay, the, you know, everything he talked about, all kinds of seed. And I was wondering, I say, he was talking talking about all that. What is the significance of that fact?
Huh?
So, because we are producers, he called us into his life to produce just as he produced. He produced us that we may produce others of like people. Okay? Not identical like us, walk like us, talk like us. Now, you ain't got to do all that. But the image of our spirit, man, okay, which is the image of God. All right? We are in his likeness. All right? This is what we do. So he called us to produce these things. But if you don't want to produce, you dead already. All right? You know, everybody want to be religious. We want a religious outlook. Everybody want to be called something religious. We want all these things, but we have not regulated our time to become these things. Okay? Praise our God. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. And I know I'll be getting into trouble with people so many times because of the fact that I'm trying to get you to produce what God has placed in you to be produced at this time and be very productive in the situation. This is what I'm working on. And, you know, you get slack from it, and people ain't going to like you about that. That's okay. That's your problem. It ain't mine. But I'm going to still do be the producer. I'm going to do all I can to produce you into what you should be being in instead of what you want to be. See, ourselves get in the way. And so when we get in the way, that means we lack understanding. And we do not have the confession to say that I am understanding. Amen. We don't even think about it when he told it, in all you're getting, get an understanding. In other words, get that same word, I am understanding. That's who I am. I understand. I got it, God. Took me a while to get it, but I got it. After bumping my head so many times, I finally got it. See, now God is opening up his seed time so you can get in it. You get in it, you focus on it, and say, Lord, it's safe. Now, you know, we so tight with our money, we feel like that's the only thing that we can sow. Oh, that's all they want. Well, now, that's what you need, ain't it? You need money, don't you? Because it takes the money in this world to get anything, house, car, food, clothes, even the children got to pay for lunches in school when it used to be free. See? And if they don't, the child got to go all day without food. And then here comes somebody, well, your child ain't getting their lesson. Well, you ain't give them no lunch. They ain't got no lunch. What you expect them to do? See? Time. Change. Everybody want to change time, want to change things, want to change everything around. What God has already put into place because that's old-fashioned. Let me tell you, nothing old-fashioned. Everything has been done before in this world, and it's going to be repeated. Seed time and harvest, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest. We're always planting something. Some of us plant hatred into other people. Hate that person because this person ain't meeting what you want them to meet. Well, I'm very sorry for that. You feel like that. Don't allow other people to control you. Huh? Don't allow them. Let God control you. because you are here on his time. And when he say your time is up, he mean your time is up. But until then, he said in the word, occupy until I come. You do what you're supposed to do until God come for you. That's what we do. See? And why are you there? Sow seed. You can sow financial seed. That's a good start. And once you sow a good financial seed, and I don't mean, you always talking about I ain't got but a dollar. You need to quit lying. You got more than just a dollar. You say, why I say that? Because mostly everybody get a check some way or another. Huh? Get some kind of check, and I know it's more than a dollar. Hmm? They ain't going to cut you no check for a dollar. They just wasting paper because the paper costs more than a dollar. Hmm? But we don't understand the sewing part. We never understand it. We only think it's sowing money all the time. And truly enough, if you're looking for your house, car, whatever, you need to sow like you, that's what kind of house you want. If you want one of them tent houses, then you sow that dollar or $5, and you'll get the tent house. Huh? But if you wanted another kind of house, then you sow big money. Mm-hmm, yeah, I know. You say, you asking for money now? No, I'm not asking for money, but you can sow seed to this ministry now. I appreciate it greatly. I'm not a beggar. I ask, and you can give if you want to. See, if you want to sow into this, you think it's worthwhile. Huh? See, that's a seed, right? Mm-hmm. Huh? And sometimes, you know, sow your service. You think calling in and saying something nice to the person, the host, or whatever, that's sowing, isn't it? That's sowing too. Well, I enjoyed your message on, you know, what you said about so-and-so, whatever the message was. That's sowing, huh? To encourage somebody. That when you do that, you may encourage that person to continue, to don't stop, and because they may be thinking about stopping or something, and they just didn't tell you. That's sowing, you see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. There's other ways to sow. And in your church, you need to sow. It doesn't matter if you got to go in a wheelchair. Go in the wheelchair and get up and sing. Well, if you can't get up now, just sing your songs of praise to God. Glorify God. Put some money in the offering too. Don't just sit there and tell me I'm in the wheelchair. What that got to do with it? Wheelchair ain't got a thing to do with it. Put the money in. Maybe God will get you out of there if you let go of some of that money you got sitting under the seat. You know what I'm talking about. Praise God. Sowing seed. See? Be a seed sower. How can the farmer get a harvest if he don't sow his seed? See? God has given you the equipment, the farm equipment. Now, you got a job? Sow the seed. Huh? Just go ahead and sow it. It ain't going to hurt you. It can, do nothing but bless you. I'm telling you, it will bless you immensely. Do you see what I'm saying? God has released his seeds to you. He say he give his seed to the sower. Did you see that? Oh, that's right. Hey! See that? Have you ever say, God, if you ain't got no money at all, you got about 2 or 3 pennies, whatever. You know what you ask God? God, I want a certain amount of seed to sow to this ministry. All right, Lord, I want $500 to sow to this ministry. And If you give it to me, Lord, I'm going to give it to the ministry. See? Now, if you say that, watch God work. And I'm not talking about, well, I had it, but, you know, I had to pay a bill. That ain't what you told God. You say, God, if you give me the $500, I'll sow it to that ministry. What did he say? He said he'd give you seed to the sower. See, when you say that, you just became a sower. See that? Y'all didn't believe that, did you? You didn't hear that, did you? See, you just became a sower. Because he said he'd give seed to the sower. He give you something where you can sow if you ain't got nothing. What happened at the beautiful gate there in Old Testament when the man was at the gate and he was begging for alms? Huh? And they told him, disciples told him, say, listen, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. Well, he gave what he had. He spoke the word over his life. He told him in the name of Jesus to get up. And he got up, sold. They sold healing into his body. And he got up. And he went into the temple praising the Lord. You see? So you don't know how. If you don't ask God for seed to sow. See? Sow some seed. You see? And watch it work. You know what? If you think I'm lying, try it sometime. Try it. Just try it. Don't always, you want somebody to put the nickel in your pan and you don't put nothing in theirs. Don't be that way. Huh? Don't be that way. God loves you. I love you. We love you. You know, love is our thing. We love people. Huh? We love people. Now, you want to call, you can call. You got just a few minutes just so I turn this over to Pastor Sharon, you know. Glory to God. And you know, I like to talk about this seed because what we do to ourselves so much. All right, I'll tell you this scripture, then I'm through. Since you ain't calling in at this time, listen, Romans 8, starting the 19th verse, say, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. We waiting for something now. Next, say, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. We all in pain here. We need something, don't we? And he says, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. We waiting for something. As we wait, we groan. You know, it's like the caterpillar when he trying to come forth. He groan with pain trying to birth out the seed that he had. He had a butterfly in there as a seed. Didn't look like it, but it was there. And what's in you, God, wanting to bring out and birth that what is in you. Okay? That is it for me. Pastor Sherry is gone. Okay.
Praise the Lord, I tell you. We thank God for the word from the woman of God. I mean, talking about seed and then seed time. And everything is created. Everything has a seed that God created, I have to say, but that God has created, because we're finding out today that there's some man-made seed, man-made food that does not have a seed, that does not have a seed. And when I'm reading on that, it says it's unnatural. It's unnatural because it is created by man, by two things that God did not create it in the foundation of the earth. And then when you look at that, it makes you like, you have to pay attention, y'all, because I think we have been asleep when it comes to the food market. We have been asleep, and the woman of God brought up so many great points in for us to really even take and pay attention to, because we just, I believe our parents and our grandparents, not even our parents, I believe our grandparents and our great-grandparents and great-great-great-grandparents, I think we need to go back to what they told us long time ago that came along. They paid attention to the seasons. They pay attention to what kind of food they eat. They pay attention to different things that the Bible talked about. And we, the new generation, talked about don't pay attention to those things, even about cleansing. I remember growing up, there was some time we don't like the castor oil, we don't like the herbal tea, we don't like the certain things, but they understood that each season you got to do some cleansing. Why? Because the woman of God was talking about your cells, right? Your body. God, when God created us, he created man to reproduce of itself. According to the book of Genesis, everything replenished it of itself. It replenished. And he tells us to multiply, replenish the earth. And we know we were created from the dust of the earth. So we had to be under that category of being replenished. Our cell renew itself. I didn't even know that. But you know what? God brought that pointers out. And she brought it out, teaching us, like, listen, your hair, your cells, everything supposed to reproduce itself, renew itself, that God created, that G-O-D created. And when he created man, he said, and it was what? Good. Everything he created was good. And we don't pay attention. God took the time to put a seed between a seed to reproduce itself. And then when the woman of God was bringing the pointers about that, what the seed is inside of you, which is the seed that comes with the sperm and the egg, and is in the womb, and everything that the seed needs, is in the seed. Everything that is needed is already in the seed, the nutrition, everything that to multiply, to divide, to produce. You know how the egg go into different stage into development. Just like the food that we eat, everything goes into what? Development. Things have to be shed. Things have to be formed. Things have to be turned into different directions. The right amount of chromosome needs to be there for male and for female. The cell, certain amount of cell needs to be there. The blood needs to find itself in the right function. Everything needed to be in the right place. The eyes in the socket. The ears form where the ears supposed to. The mouth where the mouth is. Everything goes into this right place that God has created. And when things don't come out the right way, then you know something happened along the way. What was toxic in your body at the time to create a deformity?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the great point that came forth, what were you speaking? A lot of times we're going to deal with the mother and the father today.
Come on.
With the mother, what is the woman of God was talking about? If everything God created in you for you to nourish, eat the right nutrition. You heard the word nutrition, not potato chips. Because you talked about some candy, y'all. Y'all know some people didn't even change their diet when they found out they were pregnant. They ain't changed nothing. Why? Because they said what? I eat whatever I want to. Because you're young and you're springy, but you don't know that it wasn't for you. It's for what you're carrying on the inside. Needed everything to be at the certain timing. For the brain, for the eyes, they needed a certain amount of minerals and vitamins and things to be there. But when we don't eat the right thing or take in the right thought, because we're talking about the food and also words, because when you have negativity and words of anguish on the outside going on, that child is taking it on into their DNA. Why? Because they're in the ground, in the mother womb at the time. So a toxic relationship or a toxic situation sometimes bring trauma to the womb. If you people don't pay attention to, if you went through something traumatic in your life, that child take on that what? That traumatic experience.
Oh yes.
And we don't realize why, because it toxic. What's around you is toxic. And that's why the people are telling people now to do what? Your environment has to be a different environment. You have to create a positive environment, a good environment, an environment of love, an environment of happiness and laughter. And then when you created that environment on the outside, the baby take it on the inside. Why? Because we talk about vibration, right? The baby have the senses are all there. We are spirit beings, so the child is feeling everything. You say, but it's just a cell. Aren't your cells alive? The cell has life. There is life in the cell. That's why we do our affirmation. When we do our affirmation, we pray that we speak that the light of the word of God go through every cell of my body. Why? Because the word of God goes through every cell and recreate and it turns things that is not it's crooked or abnormal cell into corrected cell. That's why the word of God tells us life and death is in the power of the tongue, because what is going on when the words of death is speak to you and is spoken around you, things start happening in your body. Your hormones start changing. And then what? It affects the cell from producing itself all over again. Everything is related. Everything, God made everything to coincide with one another.
Yes, it is.
And he's such a good God, he did not miss out on anything.
No, he didn't.
But we have to pay attention and realize it's time now, because like the woman of God brought up great upon me. When you're young, you so young, you have the fountain of youth, right? Nothing hurts. You run, you stay up all night. And you know what? You don't take care of the temple, which is God gave you. The body is the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't take care of the temple because we figure we won't gain no weight. We figure we'll be like that. We figure we won't have no bags under our eyes. We forget, we think we're going to always have 20/20 vision.
Come on now.
We figure that our bone won't creak. You figure that you can do, you'll be everything in attention, everything included. Your hair will continue to be black. But then you know what? We don't think. Because we are living in what? Our youth, in our vanity. Think about it. Vanity, vanity, right? We're in our youth. We don't think that whatever we do, it affects the body. But then along the line, you realize when knowledge come and understanding come that whatever you do in this body, you really reap what you sow. You really have consequence to pay. If you don't drink water, the doctor will tell you you need to drink more water. Why? Because inside what's going on, there's toxic all on the inside. And the toxic on the inside is not causing everything to reproduce itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything in your body needs water to flush it out. It needs water. And that's why we need to do what? Eat the plants, right? God created the herbs of the field, right? Everything he created, it was for us. And according to Genesis, the first chapter, verse 11 said, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass and the herb healing seed and the fruit tree healing fruits after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And verse 12 said, and the earth brought forth grass and herb healing seed after its kind and the tree healing fruits whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. See, God saw that it was good. Everything producing of itself. The grass have seed that bring forth more seed, and the seed fall and produce more grass. So it's the same thing that God built in male and the female, human being and animals, everything reproducing of itself. So we got to make sure we do what? Know that what God has made, it is good. You got to say it is good. What God, how God created me, it is good. It is good today. So if we look at it and say it is good, then we don't mind what? Handling and taking care of the temple. And then Genesis, the 8th chapter, verse 22 reads, while the earth remained seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. And then we talked about what? Harvest, right? We talk about the summer month, the winter month. We talked about different times of the year. And each time of those years, we got to do something different. Do you notice that when it gets to be winter, we do what? We need to have a coat on, right? Because there's a change in the environment around us. So when there's a change in the environment around us, we make the change also. You mostly don't see people eating ice cream when it's cold outside. They're looking for what? Soup or something hot or warm to keep them warm. So it's the same thing. We got to do what? Make the change for the season in our life. We got to make the change for every stage of life that we go through. And then when we're talking about the seed, God always told us to have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, right? He always talked about the seed. And there's seed about good thought, good seed, and there's bad seed. You know they had that movie, The Bad Seed, The Good Seed, talking about the two child. One was a good child, one was the seed of an evil one. So we call it good or bad. There's always two different things going on. And then today into 2019, they have this what GMO seed, y'all. Generically modified organism. Oh my God.
Yes.
And what I found out about this, that nothing will grow in the toxic soil except the GMO seed. Because it was what? Genetically modified to grow in toxic land. And he talks about nothing else. The seed that God created, it cannot grow in toxic soil. The real deal will not grow with toxic soil. Y'all hear that? We don't grow either, do we, spiritually?
No.
When we are in a toxic environment. So you got to take yourself out of what? That toxic environment. What is the toxic environment? Sin. Because sin brings forth what? Death. So we got to what? Make the change. Make the change. And then, think about it. We're finding out when we go to the store now, them green seedless grape looks like the real thing. But check this out. It looks like the real thing from the outside, right? But when you look on the inside, you can't find a seed on the inside. So it was genetically modified to create, to fool you. It was just like what God created from the foundation of the world. But it's true. And then we're finding out milk is not milk.
Come on.
But you know what, though? But think about it. God, when God created everything, he called it good, right?
Yes.
But then our body says, this ain't good for me. So your body tried to expel it out of you. And you finish eating something. You say, why am I feeling sick? Why am I breaking out in a sweat? Your body's saying foreign object. So it's trying to expel something that it know wasn't, the body no recognize, I was not created to take this thing on. So your body tried to get rid of the false food. Anything that was not created for it to be in the first place. And people just say, oh, my stomach is sick. But they don't know, especially someone that they drink milk, right? And they say, every time I drink milk, I'm going to the bathroom. But they didn't recognize that your body was warning you and telling you something is not right with that. Why? Because it recognized it was artificial. It was artificial. And then another thing we found out that that GMO seed is sterile seed. It cannot reproduce nothing of itself.
Wow.
It cannot reproduce itself. So when we cannot reproduce people, like, you know how we're supposed to invite people to ministry and tell them about the word of God? The word of God is also known as the seed.
Yep.
So when we're telling someone about the word of God, do we have the word of God correctly? So when we repeat what God said, what God said now, not what you're saying, but what God said. Because if you tell them what God says, it will reproduce exactly that. Like kind, that God created each and every one to be just like us. He created us just like him. We are made in his image, in his likeness. And I'm reminded in the word of God, when Jesus was on earth and he was preaching for the word, he was producing like kind, like him. They were all different. But it was producing what? People of faith. People that would speak the word of God. People that would demonstrate the power of God in action. So when we think about that in all level of life, what are we reproducing? Are we modified to? Genetically modified? Because we talk about the food, but are we genetically modified on the outside? We look like a saint of God. We look like we walk in the right way. We look like this. We look like that. But what seed are we reproducing out of ourselves? What are we reproducing? Who genetically modify you? Or who fool you? Or who bewitch you from not following the word of God? We're still talking about the seed.
Yes, we are.
I am the seed. We are the seed of Abraham, right?
Yes,
We are the seed of Abraham, and God gave Abraham a promise, and his promise still stands. He told him to look up and see, and he let him know that there were so many stars in the sky, he could not name them, right? And God let him know that's how your seed is going to be. Look at the seed all around you. You can't even count the seed. And if you are a seed of Abraham, you are to walk as Abraham walked into the mission of Christ, knowing what the word of God says, knowing that God, Abraham was a man of faith. And God didn't expect you to be like Abraham now, but he told us about that mustard seed now, right? And the mustard seed is what? It is really small. So he said, have a little faith in me, believe in me, trust my word. So today, allow the seed of God to come forth in you so it can produce good thoughts. It can produce everything he desired it to be when he made you. Remember now, it makes you wonder when you, some people say, who these children came out of? They don't even recognize them children. You're the one that had them, but you don't recognize the characteristic, right? You don't recognize who they are, but you know what? They recognize who you are.
Amen.
We forget in our young, youthful day, that was us. Didn't your Bible tell you're going to reap what you sow?
Yes, it did.
Your mama could tell you, baby, that's you. But you said, no, that was not me. Your mama would say, yes, that was you. That was you. That was you. But you know what, though? You got some mixture on your daddy's side, too. Or you may got your daddy's side more than your mama's side. So remember today, we are the seed. So allow God to bring forth that word in him. And just make sure your soul, you're not toxic on the inside. Because when you're toxic on the inside, only thing you produce is what? Is not the real thing. You don't produce realness. It looks like it. It appears to be it, but it's not it. So remember today, God is looking out for you to know who you are in him. And know that you are the seed of Abraham. And then Isaiah 55, chapter verse 10 said, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And he said, verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall be prosperous in the thing whereto I send it. So remember, we talked about life and death. It's in the power of your tongue. So remember today, you can speak what to yourself. Know that everything that you do and you put in your mouth, it does affect your body today. And there's time that what the thing that about God, he will send people your way to tell you, give your word. God will send a minister your way, your prophet your way, to let you know at this time God said to change your diet. Why? Because he's an all-seeing, all-knowing God. He sees everything that is happening inside your in your body. You may not see the manifestation of it. He does not wait until it comes upon you. He's a God that tells you, forewarned you. So if you make the change now, you can what? You don't have to walk into that sickness or whatever is about to happen in your body. So today, remember, when a word of the Lord come to you about making a change in your food, take heed, because what? God is such an awesome God. He knows and he cares all about you. Remember, he knows you from the inside out, so you don't have to get an attitude and say, no one tells me what to eat. But you don't remember that. What? You want him to renew your youth like the eagle. Remember what you eat? It does affect your looks. And y'all, the woman of God told us, eat okra if you want to have beautiful skin. So you know what, y'all? Remember. So it has to do with what you put inside of you. Not on the outside, but what you put on the inside will produce that on the outside. Be blessed.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God for that awesome word from yesterday and today, the continuation. I tell you, God is good. Are you going to take this word today and apply it to yourself? Remember, it's not what goes in, but it's what comes out. And you're clean from the inside out. So we thank God for that awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon today, trusting that you receive the word today. Share it with someone. You can go back and you can listen to the broadcast again. You can share this on the site with someone else that they can listen to it. You can also go back on Facebook, on our page, LogianInternationalMinistries.com, and you can hit that broadcast and you can listen. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday Eastern Standard Time at 9 o'clock to hear the word as it come forth. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Tell a friend, tell your enemy. Just come on, let's stand together in unity, praying today. You would like to sow a seed into Apostle Porter ministry, into her life, into the radio broadcast. You can go to our website at LogianInternationalMinistriesInc.com and hit the donate button. That's LogionInternationalMinistriesInc.com internationalministriesinc.com and hit the donate button. Or you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
Start happening. I stopped looking at back then.
When I let
that I'm high. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. Not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. As soon as I stop worrying
how the story is,
I can let go. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.